What are some of the things we still don't understand about the ocean-climate relationship?
Well, we know that the ocean and atmosphere and sea ice system is coupled. And what we mean by that is that changes in the one affect the other. If you've ever had watched small children at play, you know how this works. Sometimes they'll wind each other up, and you have to step in before someone gets hurt, and sometimes they'll just calm each other down. And the thing is that just as with children, you don't exactly know what it is that's going to start them fighting, what's going to wind them up. We don't always know what's going to wind up the climate system or what's going to calm it down. So one of the changes that we're looking at right now is the role that marine plants play in changing the depth at which sunlight's absorbed. If you think about it, sunlight comes into the ocean and it penetrates to depth and it gets absorbed. And as it gets absorbed, it heats the ocean. So if it penetrates deeper, you'd expect that the surface would be colder and that the ocean at depth would be a little bit warmer. But it turns out that the system isn't as simple as that. It turns out that that warm water gets drawn up to the surface in places by the winds. And so it turns out that small changes in heating will actually get amplified, maybe by a factor of 2 or 3. So that's an example where the climate system winds itself up and involves life. Another change that we're looking at, or another process that we're looking at, is the role of eddies in the ocean. We know that the ocean has a lot of what are basically the equivalent of storms in the atmosphere. They can be maybe 5, 10, 20, maybe even 100 miles across. They're high and low pressure systems, and they tend to form at the edges of currents. Now, one of the things that we've been looking at is whether specifically modeling those eddies makes a difference to the climate. And one of the things that we're finding is that it seems to actually tamp changes down, so that if you were to increase the winds, the eddies would act to oppose the changes in circulation that would be caused by those changes in winds, rather. And so that's another area of future research in the lab, because it's very expensive to model eddies. Most of the models that we run to try to understand how the climate is going to change in the future or changed in the past try to represent the effects of those eddies, but they don't actually model the eddies themselves. And so that's an area where we still don't understand a great deal. In general, from the point of view of the ocean, the interesting questions are all about how the ocean interacts with its boundaries, the top and the bottom. And there are many physical processes that we don't understand there. And so there's quite a lot of opportunity to try to figure out what kinds of measurements we need to understand those processes.